This is St. Louis Public Radio. St. Louis University Hospital launched a new program in August to help people who've suffered severe physical trauma. St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen spoke to Andrew Oberle, the patient who inspired and helped create the program after surviving a brutal chimpanzee attack 5 years ago.
So Andrew, talk to me about, you know, where you were and what you were doing when the chimps attacked you.
So I was in South Africa. I was doing my master's research. I was a grad student at the University of Texas in San Antonio. So I went there to conduct some master's research on chimpanzee tool use behavior. And so one day I was giving a tour, and a couple of guys managed to get out of their enclosure. Something made them mad. Not sure what happened, but they ended up, you know, tearing me to pieces.
Yeah, and can you describe the extent of your injuries when they attacked you?
Sure. So I'll just go top from bottom. That's the easiest way for me to do it. I lost a lot of my scalp, both of my ears and my nose. I have a nice gash on the side of my face that caused some paralysis on the right side. I lost most of my fingers, all except my ring finger on the left and both of my thumbs. Both of my wrists got torn up.
Wow.
I had a collapsed lung, a bunch of chunks, you know, ripped out of my back end, my legs, lost over half of my right foot, all the toes on my left foot.
So tell me about the care you received and the technology that helped you recover.
So in South Africa, a lot of the care I received was to fight off infection. A lot of that care was really just to keep me alive and get me a little stronger so I could come home to St. Louis. But once I got to St. Louis University, my awesome doc, Bruce Kramer, he's a chief of plastic surgery there, and he did a lot of really cool things to help get me back up and running. Since my wrist was destroyed, I needed to have new tendon connections in there to help me move it. They cut a flap into my belly and actually sewed that flap to my arm. I was stuck like that for 3 weeks. So I was basically in like a sutured skin sling almost, if you want to put it that way. That was probably the most miserable 3 weeks out of my entire recovery. Dr. Kramer also uses this really cool product called MatriStem. It's a powder derived from pig's bladder that when you pack it in a wound, what it does is it kind of fast-tracks the healing process. Your body starts to like build over it as a scaffolding, and it also tells your body what exactly needs to go, what kind of cell needs to go in that exact spot.
Your recovery led you to work on a new trauma care program over at SLU. I'm wondering if you could tell me a little bit about the approach that the Oberle Institute takes towards its patients.
So we really look at trauma care as a holistic commitment and a holistic approach with the patient. It's not just patching up your wound and sending you out the way and then sending you out to the PT and then sending you out to the OT. This is a team approach where we bring in the awesome plastic surgery and reconstruction that Dr. Kramer does and his team, as well as all the different providers from physical therapy, occupational therapy. We're also really focusing on, you know, emotional health and kind of spiritual transformation. You know, going through something like this, you know, something so traumatic, your world is kind of crushed and shattered, and you really have to start rebuilding and trying to make sense of what happened. And so having, you know, counselors, one of the very first people that I talked to in South Africa was a counselor, and he really helped me through a lot of things. But we also have my dog, Angie, who I've had for 9 years now. She was super important throughout my recovery when I was home. We have a dog therapy team on our team. If I wouldn't have had so much help in getting me in the right frame of mind throughout my recovery, I'm certain it wouldn't have gone as well as it had. But I had that mental and that emotional support from the very beginning, which allowed me to focus on the positive things and really focus on, you know, working hard in therapy and, you know, taking on those surgeries with confidence and not being afraid.